Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
God is praised and exalted above all forever. Angels of the Lord, you heaven, all waters above the heaven, all you hosts of the Lord, sun and moon, stars of heaven, blessed are the mountains and hills. everything growing from the earth. Spring, seas, and rivers. All water creatures, all you birds, all you beasts, sons of man, bless the Lord. And souls of the just. Holy men, humble of heart, Ananias, Azariah, Mishael, bless God the Lord.
God is great and exalted above
all. God is praised and exalted above all forever.
In you, my God, my body will rest in hope. In you, my God, my body will rest in hope. Preserve me, God. I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone. He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their sufferings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved son and daughters know decay. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence. At your right hand, happiness forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In you, my God, my body will rest in hope. Our reading from the book of 1 Thessalonians. May the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth. I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Let us pray. Let us pray for all animals that are abused or neglected, that through the intercession of St. Francis, they may be delivered from all distress and from all harm. We would also like to pray for Reverend Justin Carr and his husband, J.D. They're on their way to do an assessment on a homeless youth transient from Florida that was staying on the streets in Bowling Green. They would like your prayers for safe travels and a speedy recovery for him. Also, please let's continue to remember Reverend Cox's prayers for renewal, strength, forgiveness, guidance, and prosperity for the Soul Clinic, as well as I want to pray for Deacon Nicholas, who is undergoing surgery today. We pray that God keep him safe and well for a speedy recovery. Let us pray for the victims of the storms, Florida, Texas, South Carolina, all people who were impacted. Of course, we pray for those who are going to the relief efforts. We pray that God keep them safe, give them strength. Let us continue to pray for all of our seminarians and clergy of the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give us the strength we need to minister to all who need to hear the positive message of Christ. We continue to pray for Bishop Long's father, Gene Long, that he continues to get better. Pray for Bishop Long, that all the unnecessary anxiety and stress that rest upon his shoulders be lifted from him. We ask this to the power of God and the Holy Spirit as we pray for his peace. Let us pray for the leaders of the Progressive Catholic Church, that we may be continuously led by the Holy Spirit and not distracted by the ways of this world. We lift up in prayer the homeless. We pray for all children and their parents and guardians that they may always follow the path of light. We pray for the sick and dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them. We are in thanksgiving for the gifts of ministry and of music. May the Order of St. Benedict Immaculate Mary, along with the entire church, prosper. We pray especially for our deacons, John Thomas, Therese, and Nicholas, our priest, Father Dennis, and my unworthy self, our abbot, Bishop James, that God continue to lead us in the right direction towards the seamless connection between the order and the goal of his church. Let us take a moment at this time to silently bring to mind and into our hearts the prayers that we have. Heavenly Father, we come to you yet again in our time of need, that you hear our every prayer. You know our every weakness, our fears, and our dreams. We lift up in prayer all of the prayers in which we have spoken, and those in which we hold in the silent depths of our hearts. The prayers of the church and those of the entire world. For these prayers, the church, both humbly and fervently pray. Let us pray. Lord God, send peaceful sleep to refresh our tired bodies. May your help always renew us and keep us strong in your service. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray together now. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all other evil spirits who prowl about the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. My brothers and sisters, may the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death. And may the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.